Eclectic Podcast for August 6, 2005. This is Stephen Fryn. How you guys doing today? A little on-the-road podcast. Got my mobile unit, so sound quality's not going to be that great, but I just felt like talking today. Been doing a lot of thinking about certain things, media and such, so I wanted to just put a little podcast together. And it's a Saturday afternoon, it's hot in LA, it's nice, and so I thought I'd get out of the house and detach myself from my Mac for a little bit and be a real human. But anyway, so I've been grappling with some issues about media and specifically as it regarding TV and content that I want. A little bit of background. I had satellite TV for several years, and then I had to move, and my new landlord wouldn't let me install satellite TV, so I had to revert to my monopolistic cable company, whatever was the provider in my area. Happens to be Adelphia. And so, you know, when I had satellite, I was used to good service. It never went down. And, you know, I had a DVR. I had a, you know, TiVo-like device where I could record my satellite programming. And the good thing with the satellite one, it was there was no compression. It was straight MPEG-2 to the hard drive. And so there was no low quality. There was no medium quality. It was just high quality or just broadcast quality. Maybe a little bit of degradation. But so it was good. It was simple. I didn't have to worry about settings. And, you know, yeah, I can only record so much, 40 hours or whatever, but 35 hours. But that was fine, you know, I was able to manage it. So I was happy with that service, and, you know, I would have continued if I could with my new apartment, but you know, just I can't control that. So my big thing is that, you know, Adelphia doesn't have a DVR option for me. They don't have HD option for me if I want to go to the HD route. And so I have to step back in technology. I have to step back 5 years and say, okay, well, I get cable. That's great. You know, what's the added value? You know, oh, I can get internet access that's higher speeds than DSL, but I'm going to pay, you know, twice as much. That's not added value. So, you know, I did a quick search last night. Googled, you know, cable monopolies, and I looked on the Electronic Freedom Foundation and trying to just get some information on you know, cable companies having monopolies, because, you know, I don't really quite understand it, but it's like, you know, I understand that you know, in certain areas, certain cable companies operate. Time Warner operates in this area, Comcast operates in this area, Adelphia operates in this area. And I think what it is that these, you know, companies negotiate with the municipalities and say, okay, well, we'll have rights to this area, and they do it that way. My problem is that I don't have a choice, you know? I have a choice in the fact that, okay, yeah, satellite's a choice, but that's not really a choice because it requires me to do certain things. So then I start thinking about IPTV, Internet TV, which I know Microsoft is working on, and that is interesting to me. So What are the blocking points? Why is it hard for me to get the media the way I want it, how I want it, how I want to use it? And little side note is I was reading an article in New Media Musing by J.D. Lassica. He has a great blog, and he's, you know, one of the co-founders of rmedia.org. And he was talking about this new internet, I think it's called Acamo, where it's kind of like a TiVo-type device. It's hardware-driven, and you'll be able to stream in internet content, you know, video, and they have channels, and I think, you know, it's a subscription, so you can subscribe to their content, and I think you can get other content and record it, you know, much like a TiVo device, so you can, you know, time-shift your content. And I started thinking about that, and, you know, I put a comment on his post saying, you know, you're kind of locked in, kind of like TiVo, you're locked in, you know, you can't use that device without getting their service. And, you know, there should be a way to, you know, basically have a digital VCR, you know, without having to pay these companies $12, $13 a month for a channel guide and a mechanism. I mean, VCR technology, you know, you were able to program VCRs. Yeah, it was, you know, complicated, and you can only program a certain number of programs at a time. But, hey, that technology was around 20 years ago. You know, the only thing that's changed is now it's a hard drive, and now it has a little bit better UI. But we seem to be beholden to these companies that say that they're providing added value for essentially giving us a program guide, you know. So there is alternatives out there, and they get more geekier as you talk about them. You know, Myth TV is a, you know, Linux distributed software program that you can install on, you know, a PC and use your PC as a TiVo box. Problems with that is you need, you know, video capture cards. You need to be pretty geeky as far as installing Linux, and, you know, obviously that's not going to be a majority of the mass people that need, you know, DVRs or access to their content. So that is an option, but it's not really a viable option. I mean, it's like saying, you know, yeah, you could get to the moon. You have to be an astronaut, though. You know, not everybody's going to have a chance to do that. So where can we go? And you know, I know that there's going to be competition out there from, you know, cable telephone providers, ISPs. You know, everybody wants your attention. Everybody wants your money. And what the major problem is infrastructure. I mean, as soon as we get fiber to every home, we're going to be golden, because then you got pipeline, and, you know, now it's just a matter of making sure Congress and municipalities and these companies can make it fair for everybody to compete. Now, from what I understand, there was just a decision, and I'm not quite sure. I just read an article on it yesterday, where deregulation kind of afforded the baby bells to kick off ISPs or renegotiate with ISPs. They don't have to lease out their lines anymore. So it seems like kind of going in the wrong direction, because, you know, we want fair competitive advantage. I mean, not every company can lay a line or lay a fiber channel to my house. You know, you can't have 20 different lines coming to the house. So the infrastructure has to be put in place where the lines, the throughput is available. You know, cable, whatever, gets to my house. And then we need to find a way that we can get these media companies to provide, you know, decent level of service. So we are all beholden to these companies. You know, if you talk about internet access, you have a choice between, you know, DSL and cable, essentially. Which is the lesser of two evils? You know, you read boards that, you know, these cable operators are terrible ISPs. They have terrible service. I mean, Adelphia is probably the worst cable company around. They are in Chapter 11. They were just sold to Comcast and Time Warner. And they basically don't care. They're not a good company. However, I am stuck with them, so I have to deal with their level of service, their lack of services, you know? And, you know, essentially, you know, when the guy came out and installed my cable, I was like, when am I going to get a DVR? He said, oh, yeah, we gotta bring fiber to your area, and that's going to take a while. It's been a year, nothing from Adelphia. So it's frustrating because, you know, we want control of our media, and that's where I really follow the lines of you know, JD Lasica and you know, Dave Weiner has kind of made some points about it. Also, Steve Gilmore, is that the new media and the way that media is going to grow is going to be that we have choices, and I think there's micro communities starting and micro content providers starting, but really, you know, mass media is going to try to hold on to it as tight as possible. You know, DRM is big issue. It's it's difficult. So I'm trying to think of a way now where I can get content I want. And I find myself spending, like most people that have broadband access, spending more time online because there is content on online. And essentially, you know, TV is good for some things, but it's not interactive. It's very one way. And sometimes you want the interactivity. You want to be able to, you know, view the media and click on more information and interact. So internet is good for that. You know, you have a two-way conversation. Where does that take us, though? I mean, right now we're still beholden to the same companies for providing us those services. And I'm very, very interested to see IPTV and some of the new media channels that are going to be created over the next few years. But really, I just want a DVR so I can time shift my content and watch it when I want to. That's why I love podcasting. Podcasting is a great media that is using the internet. Nobody controls it. There's not one media outlet that has control of any one podcast. And it's amazing because it blew up from essentially a few people wanting to do something. And that's how we need to do it with our content across the board. And it's going to be difficult because there's entrenched companies that have a vesting in, you know, providing value to their shareholders. You know, these companies are not looking out for our interests, they're looking out for their shareholders, because at the end of the day, these multi-million dollar executives will get bonuses if their share prices go up. And ultimately, the companies are in business to make money, not to provide content. Content is just a means to an end. It's not the end itself. So, you know, I was thinking about the you know, I kind of disagree with J.D. Lasica on the fact that, you know, I think it's a keto or a chemo. I'll get the information posted at the end of this when I get back to the house. But, I kind of thought, well, you know, it's just another TiVo, but maybe I have to rethink my ideas and say, maybe that is a channel. I mean, you still have to pay for the service, but you're starting to get content through your broadband, and you're able to, you know, record it. You know, I personally would like to build a Myth TV box. Yeah, it's going to be more in hardware outlay, you know, because you got to get a PC, because I don't have an old PC laying around, because I use Mac, baby. But, no, it's a great idea, having, you know, a Myth TV box where you control how much disk space you have, you control the programming, and you don't have to pay a monthly fee. So if you're paying $13 a month, you know, it's like $150 a year, a little bit more than $150 a year. After a couple years, that box pays for itself, and it might make sense, but again, not everybody can do it. So it's kind of frustrating because, you know, it's like, again, I went from a situation where I was able to time shift my television viewing experience to cable that doesn't even have like an on-demand service. You know, so I'm lacking in these features. Now, some cable providers have those features, and some people have the DVR feature, but they're still paying a lot of money for it. I mean, they are leasing these boxes, and they're paying a service fee. You know, I happened to buy my DirecTV box for like $100, and I paid, you know, a $4 fee, I think, for it, and I think that was a fair price to add on to my DirecTV service. So the more you know, micro groups and small communities grow, I think they can take over these big media companies. Now, is podcasting taking over radio like a lot of people are saying? I don't think so. I think, you know, big media companies are not just going to lay down. So they're getting into the game, and they're providing content as podcasts because it's hot. You know, they're not dumb. They're going to get into it. So, yeah, they're going to survive. But what it does mean is it means good choice. It means choice for people that want additional alternative content. And that's the beauty of it, is that, yeah, there's always going to be those big guys out there that are going to take up the spotlight. And, you know, there's going to be the Adam Currys of the world that want to, you know, be podcasting to make money. But there's also people like me or, you know, Dave Weiner that just are podcasting to get information out there, to get content out there. And I think that there, you know, the world, and everybody kind of breaks down the world as binary when it comes to issues. You have to take one side or the other, you know. I think that's where we've kind of failed in our thinking as a society, is that we're kind of using our civil war mentality. Okay, everybody line up on either side and start shooting some lead at each other, and whoever stands, whoever has the most people standing wins. And I think that, you know, when we argue issues and topics like that, we're kind of defeating the purpose, because life isn't like that. Life isn't binary. There's not always winners and losers. There's a kind of a medium, you know, area where, you know, there's going to be, you know, take the example of big media. There's going to be big media, but there's also channels now for little guys to come through, you know. And even with video blogging, you know, you got Eric Rice and Michael Verde and, you know, lots of people, Rocket Boom, coming up with content. And, you know, I find myself looking at that content more. I watched Dignation through iTunes yesterday, and I thought, you know, hey, I spent 30 minutes watching something than I would have been watching Attack of the Show, maybe on G4. And Attack of the Show has gotten worse and worse, unfortunately, and it's more of a lifestyle channel. I mean, you know, lifestyle content, where Dignation is about, you know, technology. So I have choices now, and I think that's great that, you know, like Kevin Rose and with Broken and The System and his whole Revision 3 Studios is taking the chance to move away from big media like G4 and do his own thing. I think that's amazing, and I hope he does very well, because that's what we need. You know, as geeky guys like myself, we want that content. And when Tech TV, you know, moved over to G4 wasn't interested in geeks. They're interested in gaming, and some of that, those crowds move in the same lines, but not necessarily. So, you know, when we make arguments like big media versus, you know, the new media, if we stand on a line and say, okay, I'm on the red side, you're on the blue side, let's play who's gonna win, then I think, you know, big media is gonna win if we do that. But if we say, okay, big media is here to stay, however, we have this opportunity. And I think all these guys that have been, you know, I mean, I'm new to this, you know. I've been following it for, you know, about a year now. And I've been interested in it because of podcasting and getting into blogging. And, you know, so I am by no means an expert, but I listen to people. And I think I understand pretty clearly what's going on in the world. And I'm able to make judgments, observations. So what I'm saying here is not new in any means. But I have a voice, so I'm saying it. But, you know, like, people like J.D. Lasica, R-Media, Brewster Kahle with Internet Archive, you know, they're providing that outlet, you know, because big media is always going to be around, and it's going to change. I mean, and these small micro-content providers are going to change big media. I mean, podcasting has changed big media. There's no doubt that it's changed it, but it hasn't killed big media. And I think that's a mistake if people think that big media is going to die and go away and never come back. It's going to change, and it may change for better, it may change for worse. There's a lot of vested interest. There's a lot of lobbying money out there, and there's a lot of people that want to make money. So essentially, it's going to be a fun ride. But yeah, I just wanted to kind of talk about, you know, those ideas I had, because I've been, you know, doing a lot of reading on new media and thinking about me as a content consumer and as a content provider. How am I going to get my content? Because right now I'm getting content, but I'm not getting it the way I want it right now. I don't have a choice. And so, you know, we have issues with cable companies being monopolies. You know, there's DirecTV and other satellite providers. Then there's IPTV. Once we have all those choices infrastructured in a way that brings content to the people that need it and want it, you know, so we have an infrastructure issue. And I don't know why, because, you know, laying wire, yeah, costs money and it's kind of difficult. You know, that's a big capital investment. But once you lay fiber, you're done. You know? I mean, I don't see technology changing in the next 10 or 20 years that's going to improve fiber, unless you're talking, you know, over power lines technology, which would be better because the infrastructure is already in place, and so you don't need to lay fiber. So, you know, maybe that's another option. But anyway, I want the choice. I want to be able to choose how I consume my media. You know, I've been consuming media more through the internet now, and I think big media is going to see that. I think they're going to see that in their ratings, that, you know, hey, people are spending more time on the internet. People are not going to the movies as much, you know. Why? One thing, content is not that great. You know, these content providers are not providing quality content. You know, secondly, people are being advertised to death at the movies. They're being gouged, you know, for ticket prices. And it gets expensive. So, you know, yeah, DVD, you know, that's a great technology that just exploded. And, you know, it replaced cassettes, video cassettes, which is beautiful because quality is there, they're easy to maintain, and they're cheap. So, people are not going to vote with their voice, they're going to vote with their dollars. And what that means is that people are going to the movies less, they're watching TV less, and there's other media channels out there. And big media is not dumb. They're going to figure that out, and they're going to get into those other channels if they already haven't. They're going to, you know, find, they're going to change their business model in order to get those content dollars. You know? But, you know, like Lawrence Lessig and a lot of the other proponents of free media or free culture, you know, as an online community, we're used to a lot of free culture, a lot of free content. And I think that's the way to go. I mean, I honestly don't mind advertising if I'm getting something for free, because I know that the content provider needs to get paid. So if you're going to put a 30-second ad in your podcast because you need to offset the cost of producing that podcast, I'm all for it. If you're going to, you know, give me a pop-up window or give me AdSense or Google Ads or stuff like that when I'm looking at your blog, that's fine. You know, a lot of people have a problem with that because, you know, people shouldn't be making money off of blogging. Well, I disagree. You know, people need to get compensated for creation of their content. You know, I believe in that. But I also believe that, you know, there should be free media. So how is it free, you know, free as in, you know, it doesn't cost a lot to obtain, but also free, and this is more in the Lawrence Lessig model, is free in order to redistribute it, remix it, and create our own content. So if there's a piece of video out there, I can add on to it and put my music to it and do an over voice and a voiceover and add to it and then remix it. And, you know, that's another exciting channel. But that is, you know, being killed by Hollywood, RIAA, record companies, because they want to control their content with a tight fist. That's a whole other topic, but I won't get into, because I know that we can be here forever. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of, you know, do a little on the road podcast. I'm just sitting here out in Griffith Park, you know, the golf course. Just, it's hot out, but it's kind of nice just to be out of the house and chill out and, you know, de-wire from the world. So, yeah. Be interesting to see if anybody has any feedback or pushback on that. But, you know, I think we need choice, and I'll put some links up to some of the stuff I've been reading, and you know, you guys could make your own opinion and see what you think. But this is Eclectic Podcast for August 6, 2005. Thanks all.